أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها النبي حسبك الله ومن اتبعك من المؤمنين. يا أيها النبي حرض المؤمنين على القتال إن يكن منكم 20 صابرون يغلبوا 200 وإن يكن منكم 100 يغلبوا 1000 من الذين كفروا بأنهم قوم لا يفقهون. الآن خفف الله عنكم وعلم أن فيكم ضعفا فإن يكن منكم 100 صابرة يغلبوا 200 وإن يكن منكم 1000 يغلبوا 2000 بإذن الله والله مع الصابرين. ما كان لنبي أن يكون له أسرى حتى يثخن في الأرض. تريدون عرض الدنيا والله يريد الآخرة والله عزيز حكيم. لولا كتاب من الله سبق لمسكم فيما أخذتم عذاب عظيم. فكلوا مما غنمتم حلالا طيبا واتقوا الله إن الله غفور رحيم.
او نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, اللہ از سفیشنٹ فار یو اینڈ فار دا بلیورز ہو فالو یو. او نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, انکریج دا بلیورز آن فائٹنگ, اینڈ اف امنگسٹ یو دے آر 20 patiently persevering, then you will overcome 200. And if within you there are 100, then they will overcome 1,000 of the unbelievers, because they are a people who have no understanding. Now Allah Ta'ala has lightened for you this command, and He understands that there is weakness within you. So if you are just 100 patiently persevering, then you will overcome 200. And if you are just 1,000, then you will overcome 2,000 by Allah's leave. And Allah Ta'ala is with those who patiently persevere. It is not at all right for a Nabi that he should have prisoners of war until the earth has been thoroughly subdued. You intend the temporal goods of this world, whereas Allah Ta'ala intends the hereafter for you, and Allah Ta'ala is exalted in might and full of wisdom. Had it not been an ordainment that has already passed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a grievous punishment would have overtaken you for what you have taken. Now eat of the spoils of war that you have gained, halal and pure, but fear Allah Ta'ala, for Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving and most merciful. Initially, the command was that if you are faced with 10 times your, with odds that are 10 times your size, then the command was that you should encounter them and battle with them. But later on, Allah Ta'ala relaxed the command that now if the odds that you encounter are double your size, then it is obligatory that you fight them. And remember that the assistance of Allah Ta'ala is with those who patiently persevere. You are fighting for a cause. The cause is Islam. Whether you win or your brothers win is immaterial, so long as the cause continues. And remember that you will definitely overcome the unbelievers, because they have no understanding. When they have no understanding, then the objective that they are fighting for is very, very insignificant. Sometimes they are fighting for trade, sometimes it is territory, sometimes it is revenge, and sometimes it's to show military glory. So these are all very insignificant things. You are fighting for a divine cause, to establish the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the universe. This is your struggle, this is what you are fighting and striving for. Further, on the battle of Badr, because the Sahaba Kiram preferred to have wealth, when it was a question about the captives of war, what is to be done with them. So they were given a choice that you release them for some ransom, but remember the following year, 70 of your men will be martyred. And if you want, you can kill all the 70 men that you have taken as captives. So the Sahaba Kiram were deliberating. Most of them felt that we should release them, taking a ransom. Perhaps they accept Islam later on. And some felt, no, these 70 that we have captured should be killed. They are the influential amongst the kuffar. And once we have broken them and we have smashed them down, then we'll smash the glory and the might and the mane of the kufr. So because majority of the believers had preferred to take some ransom and release them, though their intention was also partly that these people will in future accept Islam, looking and observing the kindness, the justice and the goodness of Islam, they may have second thoughts and they will accept Islam. But they had some intention for some worldly wealth as well. But Allah Pak did not like this. Although he had given them the choice to choose from either of the both, but the Sahaba Ikram's maqam and the position was so high, that a slight inclination towards wealth was also not appreciated by Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, though you had taken this and it was permissible for you to take it, but your maqam and position is unlike others. You are a precedent, you are the leaders of others. So a slight worldly inclination also is not appreciated from yourselves. فَكُلُوا مِمَّا غَنِمْتُمْ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا. But nonetheless, now that this has been done with consent, eat what you have gained as spoils of war, halal and pure, but fear Allah Ta'ala. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to those prisoners of war that I already captured in your hands, that if Allah Ta'ala knows of good within your hearts, He will grant you something far better than what has been taken from you and forgive you. And Allah Ta'ala is all forgiving and most merciful. But if they intend treachery, then they had already committed treason against Allah Ta'ala before. Then Allah Ta'ala had granted you power over them. And Allah Ta'ala is all knowing and full of wisdom. These prisoners of war, a ransom was taken and they were released. Amongst the captives was Abbas radiallahu anhu, who had not yet accepted Islam, and it was told to him that he will need to pay a ransom. So he offered that the wealth that I have brought together with me at war, 700 gold coins, this must be taken as the ransom. So Nabi objected and said, no, this 700 is part of the booty, part of the spoils of war, because you have come along with this. This ransom must be given with some other wealth. Abbas Diyan objected and said, if I have to pay another ransom for myself, as well as for Aqil and Nawfal ibn Haris, my two nephews, then I will become a beggar. I'll have to beg around Makkah Mukarrama. Nabi Sam cautioned him, but what about that money that you had passed on to your wife, Ummul Fadl, in the darkness of the night, where there was no third person? So Abbas was shocked, surprised. How did you discover this? Because I had given this to my wife, Ummul Fadl, in the darkness of the night, when there was nobody around. Nabi Sam explained to him that it was Allah Ta'ala that had informed him about this. There and then, Abbas had accepted Islam. Though he had not yet moved to Medina Munawwara, Rasulullah had allowed him, perhaps he had an influential position amongst the people in Makkah Mukarrabah. And when a person that is influential, then he is a support and he is a protection for the weaker. So there are many more weaker Muslims in Makkah Mukarrama. And when there is a strong and influential person, they get some protection and sanctuary, they get some type of protection and amnesty. Nonetheless, these people were told that if Allah Ta'ala knows of good within your heart, then He will grant you something far better than what has been taken from you. You have been asked for a ransom for yourself, as well as for, you have been asked for to pay a ransom for yourselves and for your two nephews, Aqil and Nawfal ibn Haris. Then if you do give this, then there is good in your heart, then Allah Ta'ala will give you something far better than what has been taken from you. So Abbas says that I have seen this promise of Allah Ta'ala being accomplished, that 20 awqiyas of gold was taken away from me as ransom. And today Allah Ta'ala has blessed me with 20 slaves. And each one of them does business for more than 20,000. Equated today in the present currency, it's over 800,000 rands. Each one is doing business for more than 800,000. So this is how Allah Ta'ala had remunerated me for what He has taken away as ransom. And as far as forgiveness, then when I've seen already that Allah Ta'ala has remunerated me in this world, then why won't He forgive me in the hereafter? Definitely it is His promise, and He will stand by His promise. May Allah give us tawfiq.